Welcome to Community Issues, a program designed to help you stay informed about matters affecting your community. This program is a production of this family radio station. Now here's your host for today's edition of Community Issues.
This is WYTN in Youngstown. My name is Virginia Bean. You've probably seen the bumper stickers that say, America is the land of the free because of the brave. Each Memorial Day, we remember and honor those fine, brave men and women who have made our freedom possible. We're talking today with John Eli, president and founder of Veterans Outreach in Youngstown. Welcome to the program, John.
Thank you so much, Virginia, for inviting me.
I understand that you have a project called Heroes Passage Development where you have been donated over 110 acres of ground. Tell me a little bit about Heroes Passage.
Heroes Passage, you're right, it's a 110-plus acre piece of Kentucky wilderness where we plan to carve out a program like no other to help our veterans get them on the right track again, the right path, so they can find themselves after the conflict has ended. For so many, the conflict lives within, and that is where we want to help. They need that beacon of hope, and Heroes Passage can offer that to them. The gentleman that gave me the go-ahead to accept his property as a donation, and he's a strong Christian fellow himself, he's actually going to live on the property, Roger Hanshaw.
Wonderful, because you'll have someone there as a caretaker.
Oh, exactly right. And that's what is important, that I mean, he's not just giving his birthplace. You know, I mean, it's been in his family since 1920. That was the last time the survey was done. And for him to actually want to stay there, be there for the rest of his life to help with the farming and the agricultural end of it, the livestock, and then help beautify the trails and just make sure everything is going the way that he also shares the vision with helping our veterans the best way that we can together. And he's a partner, I mean, in this thing. It's just not giving us a donation and walking away. He really, like myself, wants to help our veterans in every way he can.
Now, is it a working farm right now?
No. It's the farm was burned down in 1960. And so it's been barren since, just a piece of wilderness.
But you could start a working farm again.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be a working farm. That's a big priority. And, of course, that's what Roger excels in. That's his background. He grew up farming. Of course, they had a lot of acreage there. We're not going to go with that amount of acreage. But the farming part of it is going to be maybe a central focal point, because when you're going ahead and taking a farm, I mean, it's the lifeblood of America, right?
Right.
And getting these young guys that just are impacted with war and the disillusionment, getting them back into really grassroots and better of what it's like to live off the land and take nothing and make something.
So then the veterans are going to actually help with the working farm if you get one started.
Right. I mean, the agricultural end of it, the livestock end of it, we're even talking of a fish farm. I was just in Disney World and went through the land there, and I just love that place, showing the innovative ways of growing produce. And 86% of the world's vegetation is edible. And they even down to marigolds. Would you believe that?
I've heard that, yeah.
And good for you. And then they showed this one tank of fish that was actually feeding the vegetables that were on top of the water with their roots hanging down with the fish. And I guess 780,000 pounds or more of product from the land research facility of food and fish go all over the Walt Disney's kingdom. And I really want to be able to take a lot of those modern trusses and put it and implement it within our project, and just on the farming end of it alone, because I want it to be a sustainable program as well, further developing other possibilities of agriculture. So it'll actually be a research platform as well. Of course, the Department of Agriculture is going to be involved with this too. They have a big program, according to the Veterans Affairs Office when I was there, that they indicated that, you know, the Agriculture Department would love to be a part of getting veterans back into the farming community. And there's just so much need for that right now.
When you have a farm, you also need horses. Are you going to have any horses?
We're going to have all kind of animals. One thing we will have is the equine unwind stable, the therapy rides. And that's going to be important for obviously what we're involved with, helping these guys and gals that are impacted by the war that they were involved with. So therefore, they're coming there to heal. And a lot of the guys that I've talked to in the area that are actually getting involved with this program, PTSD victims as well, they're riding on the property this very moment. They're next door neighbors. And the one gentleman that gave us just a heartfelt letter about the project, Heroes Passage, he also wants to help develop the stables, the riding therapy program. And he's out there right now talking to other ranchers and other people with horses and trying to see what kind of collateral that we can get to develop that. And that's probably going to be one of our first phases to get that started, hopefully by this fall. We're looking at, for one thing, the individual residences are going to be to have a plot of property themselves for the patrons. They will have a bed and bath and a relaxing area for reading and reflection. But the whole idea is to get them in a place where they can have some space, not in a barracks. We hope to have 60 individual residences when the project is complete. It could swell to more. It could be less. I just don't know about the funding yet. My goal is to see at least 60 residences there to make a good, viable program. After those are done, then we're going to work on our CORE complex.
Now, C-O-R-E stands for something, doesn't it?
Yes. The counseling, the offices, the recreation, and the eatery, all being at one building. And of course, the fitness center, 24 hours a day fitness center, will be open there also. The architectural rendering will go along with the wilderness that we have there. Of course, I'm looking at the residences being like a cabin kind of structure, but unique, of stone, timber for the core complex. But the counseling will be a real big part of the program, because that's going to be the aspect of how these veterans are going to be able to understand why they're there and what they need to do next and really get themselves lost within the program.
We're talking today with John Eli, president and founder of Veterans Outreach in Youngstown. With Memorial Day a week away, do you have any special events to celebrate veterans?
We're so doggone busy with everything else. Usually we're involved with a parade or something like that. We certainly will be out there taking care of as many graves as we can with our volunteers. But the Memorial Day, I don't know if you know this or remember, but it was created back in 1868, and it was for the 30th day of May. And, of course, that was designated by the name of General Logan. That order was called Logan's General Order Number 11. General Logan was a tremendous pioneer and soldier with what he was doing. He was one of the unsung heroes in a lot of ways, most unrecognized out of the 19th century. And he served just so many battles from the Mexican-American War, American Civil War, First Battle of Bull Run, Battle of Belmont, Battle of Fort Donelson, Second Battle of Corinth, Vicksburg Campaign, Battle of Atlanta. And then he went on to serve his country as a senator and congressman for Illinois. And he came up with this idea about remembering the dead of Memorial Day. And of course, that later, that May 30th, was then decided to be the fourth Monday of May, which is this time is the 29th. I wish you'd get the chance, Virginia, and your readers. And matter of fact, you might even be able to go on veteransoutreach.org. You can become a member there still, or become a sponsor, do a request for being a volunteer. But if you want to get involved, just go to veteransoutreach.org and look at a lot of the stuff that we have there. And you also will be looking at why we have Memorial Day, and the prose that's involved in this order is just spectacular. And if you wouldn't mind, I just like to read a little excerpt of the order that I pinned out. It's too long to read the whole thing, but it says in the middle, "We are organized comrades, as our regulations tell us, for the purpose, among other things, of preserving and strengthening those kind and fraternal feelings which have bound together the soldiers, sailors, and Marines, who united to suppress the late rebellion. How can that slip and become faded in memory? It shouldn't be. That should be part of our own American structure, our own patronage. And that's why they call it patronage. And we just need to get back to our grassroots. That's what we're all here for. That's what we all stand for.
John, how would people get in touch with you?
The best way is our 800 number is 888-2-VET-NET, like Veterans Network, 888-2-VET-NET. And, of course, veteransoutreach.org. Just by that, those two ideas of getting in contact with us and with me. And if you want to give me an email directly, it's simply J-E-L-Y, J-E-L-Y, at veteransoutreach.org. And I'd love to talk to you further about what's going on with the organization, send you some information about Heroes Passage. We have our great food program that we're working with. We have a grant that's finally being exhausted. We're helping at least 3,300 veterans and their families with a food giveaway. We actually even have the remote that's going out to many cities by way of our office, where we take up 110 to 150 bags of groceries that and with volunteers and hand them out to veterans. And we call our food program Serve Vets Now. And this is just a thank you when we do it remotely, saying here, this is from Veterans Outreach and Walmart, because Walmart gave a really great donation to us also for this food program. And some of them really have tears in their eyes. Matter of fact, I have a picture on that website with me giving a bag of groceries to a World War II vet and a Korean vet, and here they were brothers. So I thought that was kind of unique. It's really great to see them, and I'm on all those remote giveaways. Now, certainly we have food and clothes and equipment that go out of our office along with help with utilities, car repairs, bus passes, just about everything. When you come to our national headquarters, we have 60 to 100 veterans waiting outside for us to open up. Just quite a scene. You don't see that anywhere else. But in the meantime, now we're doing the remote thing, going to Cleveland and Ashtabula and Warren and taking the groceries right there with a team of volunteers. And we're on a mission to say thank you and help our veterans every way and any way we can.
Tell me again how people can reach you.
VeteransOutreach.org is our website. Please go check that out. Facebook, please check the Facebook up. We're over 50,000 likes, which I hear is pretty good. And you get a lot of information there and a lot of aspects of what we're doing and events that we have. We have, like you were talking about events, we have, you know, a golf outing that's coming up here real soon, a scramble. This will be our second one. Last year's was very, very successful. And we have three bike rides. Bikers in the area are doing rides to raise funds and so forth. So we got a lot of those things going, but contact me directly at J-E-L-Y, J-E-L-Y, at veteransoutreach.org and call us 888-283-8638. And the way to remember that is 888-2-VET-NET.
We've been talking today with John Ely, president and founder of Veterans Outreach in Youngstown. Thank you so much for being our guest today, John.
Well, thank you. It's been an honor as usual, Virginia.
Thank you, listener, for tuning in today. My name is Virginia Bean, and this is WYTN Youngstown.
This has been Community Issues, a program designed to help you stay informed about matters affecting your community. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants and not necessarily those of Family Stations Incorporated. Thanks for listening today, and join us next week at this same time for another edition of Community Issues.
If you are aware of a need, interest, or concern of this listening area and have any questions about the local programming you just heard, please email information@familyradio.org. To learn more about Family Radio, a beacon of truth and hope to the people of this world and our many wonderful resources, go to familyradio.org or call toll-free 1-800-543-1495. Be sure to mention this local issues program.